Our first public hearing is change of, is a conditional use number 1911, Forrest Webster.
This is an application of Forrest Webster to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for mini storage locker units to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.996 acres more or less, lying north of Route 16, east of Milton, and across from Route 22A. I'll pass down a copy of the survey and a proposed site plan. We've received two agency comments. DLDOT submitted a support facilities report, and they advise that a traffic impact study is not required, that the existing level of service C will not change as a result of this application. From the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, the project is not in a proposed or current county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. The site is in the North Coastal Planning Area. On-site septic system is proposed. The project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study is required. The proposed use is not in an area where the Sussex County currently plans to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. And that's all we've received to date, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Larry Pfeiffer. I represent the applicant. Members of the commission, Mr. Robertson, Mr. Abbott, we appreciate your taking the time to hear our petition this evening. Application has been correctly stated by Mr. Abbott. I have with me this evening my client, Mr. Webster. In the event that the commission wishes to have any additional testimony, I believe that it is ascertainable from the record and from what is before you that this is an appropriate use for the property in question, that being a mini storage locker facility. There is adequate access, as can be observed. I believe that the number proposed, which was initially estimated at 75 units, would probably be closer to 60 units after discussing the matter with my client and doing some mathematical computations.
Mr. Pfeiffer, I just need to interrupt you for a minute, and I apologize. One of my colleagues here has reminded me that I neglected to ask you a very important question, since you are not a frequent flyer here at Planning and Zoning. Mr. Robertson would like to know what your bar number is.
Yes, my bar number is 366.
That's a low
366.
One.
Wow. Jeez.
I won't tell you how many thousand that is off of mine.
Yeah. It's just a little tradition that we have that really doesn't signify much of anything except that we have a sense of humor.
Of course, Mr. Chairman, I understand, and I'm happy to comply.
All right, sir. Continue.
I would note that the DLDOT has essentially, I think, signed off on any potential entrance problems. The property, as it exists today, is occupied as a primary residence by my client, Forrest Webster, and his wife.
Is Mr. Webster also known as Don Webster?
No, this is my client's father, Donald.
Okay.
Don Webster, who is appearing with me this evening.
Okay.
Pursuant to a power of attorney, which is signed by his son.
Well, that's
Forrest.
Fine. I just was kind of confused because I.
Forrest is just.
I know
a
this
few
gentleman
years
back here, and I just was.
Forrest is just a few years younger than Donald.
I don't know. He looks about the same last time I saw him. Anyway, go ahead.
In any event, I think that that probably concludes the only other point that I wish to make was that I believe after reviewing all of the information available that the use of this property for mini storage facility would not change the nature of the community in which this property is located. It's my understanding that the property on the east side presently is improved with chicken houses. I don't know if they're still in use or not. Perhaps.
I think so.
And on the right...
Mr. Pfeiffer, I'm sorry I have to interrupt you again. If this is just protocol, if Mr. Webster is going to testify, he needs to come up and give his name and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're good. Go ahead. You're
Thank
fine
you.
For now.
And on the west side, the property on the west side, there are two mobile homes, I believe, located there. And I do not know whether they're occupied or not. Based upon the information at your disposal and taking all of the circumstances into account, I would respectfully request that commission consider granting our petition for conditional use for this property for the use stated. And if the commissioners have any questions for me or for Mr. Webster, I would be happy to address them or call him forward and have him sworn.
All right, sir. We'll see if anybody has any questions. We'll start with Mr. Burton.
Okay. Thank you. Where would the access be for to get to? I see the driveway for the house.
Yes, it would be the driveway which is which runs the entire length of the property line.
So the driveway on the left-hand side, it's marked gravel drive on this thing, is part of this site, or?
Yes. Yes, there is
there, like the property line's on the inside.
There is an ongoing easement that on both sides. The roadway runs down the property line and goes over it from one side to another all the way back. But both property owners use the driveway for access.
Okay, so the existing home driveway is not going to be the entrance to this mini unit. It's
no,
going to be the one
the one that's labeled gravel driveway will not be used. Correct.
At least as far as they know at this time, because as we all know, DelDOT will have their say about it
Correct.
Before it's over. But the assumption would be that they would try to work with them the way they want to do it. So,
is there an easement for the driveway that runs all the way down? Is there an existing easement
yes,
between the two owners?
It's my understanding that there's a prescriptive easement as to both owners. It's been used for so long that it's by both sides.
It has there been any communication with that owner?
No, sir, I have not.
Is there a plan to have it gated at all to getting back to this mini storage?
I do not believe so, unless it is required by the commission. Of course, we would consider doing that, but I don't believe there's a gate.
A lot of self-storage people do that, but we typically don't require it.
Is the mini storage on both sides? I mean, is there a locker room on this side and a locker on this side? Is that?
No. What is anticipated is a, and please forgive me while I locate my copy that has the building marked, but it's intended to place the storage lockers in a single line to the rear of the house. I believe that a copy of this has been.
Is the door? Are you going to load on this side, on the fat side, or on the skinny side?
On the skinny side, the side. Well, I do not know that. Perhaps I should call Mr. Webster.
That would be good. But let me ask the question a different way. Will the spaces be entered from an interior hallway or from the outside of the building? Because
from the outside.
Typically, you see them double-sided. Now, they certainly don't have to do that. They can have them one side. But because it's 60 units and it's 300 feet long, I suspect it's going to be loaded from both sides. But
I just wonder if there's enough. Are we backing out into the driveway? It's really where the
Okay. You can ask that question.
It looks like there would be, according to this plan, it looks as if there would be 30 feet from the front of the building to the driveway.
Okay.
That's
enough room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the other.
what kind of lighting is planned for this?
I would think the normal security lighting sort of arrangement with poles.
Okay. is the plan that that Mr. Webster would manage the thing from this house? Is that, or is it?
I do not know that. I will call Mr. Webster and okay. ask him to address that.
Is that Mr. Webster's home, Mr. Forrest Webster's home?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd say there's a good bet that's what's going to happen. It's done all over the place, so that would make sense to me.
And we do have this, I think we've touched on this, but the letter from DelDOT is on this driveway.
The only letter we have from DelDOT's the service level request, just saying that a traffic impact study is not required. If this the use were approved, they would have to go back out for an insurance approval.
Okay. Great. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson.
I have no questions this time, Mr. Chairman.
All right, then. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Pfeiffer. Mr. Pfeiffer, do you know if this area is in the future annexation area of the city of Milton?
I do not believe that it is.
Had you had any conversations with City of Milton as far as being annexed?
No, sir, I have not.
All right. Could you give us an idea of how far away this site is, say, from the, if you're familiar with the City of Milton, that it is from their fire department?
I would say perhaps a mile and a half.
And maybe this would be a question for the chairman, who has a vast amount of knowledge. Would these units require sprinkling?
Probably not. The fire marshal does have some rules about separation that would have to be observed. The alternative, even if a sprinkler were required, there could be an alternative that would allow them to not sprinkle it. That would be much more cost efficient. Mm-hmm. So. I doubt seriously that there'll be any sprinklers here, but it can be built within the code without them.
Mm-hmm. The applicants satisfied my question that they're within a within a reasonable response time of fire protection. Mr. Pfeiffer, how about outside storage? Is there any plans to utilize any of the grassy areas or gravel areas for storage of, say, a boat or an RV, a jet ski, a camper,
I do not believe so. I think that there are already a garage and a small storage building located on the property. I don't believe there are any additions or additional storage of boats or vehicles intended.
So just what we would occupy ourselves with would be what's represented, that what we're looking at is mini storage units, not a request to have outside storage of vehicles, jet skis, things like that nature. And I'm guessing that if this were to move forward, there'd more than likely be some type of dumpster or roll-off device that would be on the premises. So if people cleaned out a locker and they had to throw away some
yes,
clothing
sir,
or whatnot, they'd
Yes, sir. We would want to have an adequate receptacle there to make sure that the place would be able to keep tidied up.
Okay. And if you had that, we would probably request that it be screened from view so it wouldn't be offensive to any of the neighbors.
Of course.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Ross.
Good question, Mr. Chairman.
All right, then. Mr. Abbott.
What is the size of the building? 300 in length?
300 by 25.
40.
Point.
5.15.
25 on one side, 15 at 40.
40.
40.
40, okay.
That's fairly standard size units.
No further questions.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott. At this time, Mr. Webster, would you please come forward?
Actually, I'd like to give Mr. Robertson a chance to ask any questions, if you don't mind. Mr. Robertson?
Mine is not so much a question, but it's a statement. So that we don't invite problems for the commission or the county or the applicant, it strikes me that the commission, if it was inclined to approve it, should, before doing that, either leave the record open for confirmation that the neighbor has no objection to using that driveway for something more intensive than just, you know, their own property. Or another alternative would be that, you know, that's a condition of approval at the final site plan, has to show that the neighbor signs off on the use of that roadway. You know, because, I mean, it's a prescriptive easement, but, you know, according to Mr. Pfeiffer, that means there's not an easement agreement. It's one thing to be used residentially. It's another thing to be used for, you know, 40 mini storage units.
Well, so. I would rather not delay action. I think if we could make it a condition, you know, that they do that, or they certainly have the right to make another entrance. If DelDOT, you know, it's, right. This is a DelDOT thing anyway. I mean, yeah. they're going to be the ones that tell us. Those are going to be the ones that tell you. And I'm just so you know, with a conditional use, you will have to come back with a commercial site plan, and that'll be subject to all the people that have to say grace over that. One of those folks, of course, is our friends at DelDOT, and that would be be part of the process as well. But I think a condition could be in there to so state, and then if it becomes an issue for them, well, they'll find a way around it.
And then just one other question I don't think anybody else asked. Was there any plans for a sign on the property?
Did you miss
it? Yes.
Okay. All right. Stop. That's all the question I had.
Thanks. Okay, then. Thank you. All right, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Webster, if you'd like to state your name for the...
My name is Donald Webster, and I'm Forrest Webster's father. Forrest works out of state. He works up in northern Pennsylvania and lower New York, so he was unable to attend.
That's fine.
So, any questions?
Any further questions, gentlemen?
I do, and it goes back to what Mr. Burton was asking earlier about fencing. I'm not aware of any units in the county that do not have security.
There are some, and most of them are situations like this where they are on a property with a residence. It isn't particularly unusual. I know most of the ones we've seen in the last several years have been multiple buildings, you know, and so on. But these single building situations like this frequently don't have fencing. You know, it's a kind of a marketing thing. Some people prefer the security of the fence. Other people don't care too much about it. If there's somebody actually living in that house, that's pretty good security. So,
okay.
Is there going to be somebody living in the house?
Yes. Okay. Forrest and his wife live there year round.
I just wasn't sure when you said that he works upstate in northern Pennsylvania.
No, his family. He has a son that lives there.
Okay.
Too.
Does he have a dog?
Two.
There you go. Trust me, if there's anybody up there that's not supposed to be, I imagine they'll raise a ruckus. Anything else, gentlemen? All right, then. We thank you.
Thank you.
We will please take a seat nearby. We will see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Doesn't appear to be too many people here, but we have to ask a question. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1911 Forrest Webster? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1911 Forrest Webster? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.